Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. We are back on the podcast with Fujian. I'm so excited to have you. Welcome on the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the invite, Tori, and hello to everyone.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. I've been a psychotherapist and a life and a business coach for over 32 years. Internationally, I work with people across the globe from everywhere. And throughout the years, because I've been learning a lot of psychotherapy models, psychology models, and business models, I've kind of brought what I knew from the best of what I can say, like the cognitive models, the emotional models, the body, trauma-informed, goal-oriented, you know, and positive future-oriented models, which we use a lot also in businesses, and brought them together and created a model which is called Awareness Integration Theory, which is adaptable to clinical work as well as the business world, as well as self-help. And so because this was adapted to that, obviously, you know, we could use it as a psychotherapy model for clinical purposes, but we've also used it in schools. You know, we have a daycare specifically that is using this model for the past 7 years. We're bringing it into the schools as part of like the social, emotional curriculum of the schools. I teach it in universities. I teach it in Cal State Long Beach and University in Paris. And we're taking it to Romania. We're taking it to Dubai in the universities and teaching them. So you could see it's in the education, it's in the psychotherapy and clinical model. And recently we also brought it into parenting. You know, we have a book which is called Intentional Parenting, which goes through every single kind of age set and what their needs are.
Yeah.
And about 15 days ago, we launched our book, which brings awareness integration into organization development, which it really brings it into businesses. And, you know, we're human being in our businesses, right? And we deal with other human being consistently and a lot of hours with others. So this model is shows how the employees can be together, how the mid-management and the C-level can be. So that book is Awakened Leadership. And then we, as a self-help, we brought this into an app, which is Fujian app. And you could go through 31 areas of your life, go through guided journaling, guided imagery, meditation, journaling, to go through all the phases. And then we added an AI chatbot, which is trained on this model and can answer you from the perspective of this model, answer all your questions and give you skills. So you could, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you're like, okay, I can't talk to my therapist or a coach, or I just need, you know, somebody to tell me this. And then you propose your question.
Yeah.
And then she will respond to you from that angle and give you skills. So it's an all-encompassing concept.
That's amazing. And I love that you, like you said, have taken it from different sector, from education to business to, you know, parenting, and not only through spoken word, you know, from you doing lectures and teaching, written word from the books that you've created and written, and then now the app for, you know, global consumption, really. So it's amazing. I'm so excited to learn more about it and really see how it's going to help businesses and specifically women in business be more successful and more visible? Because obviously the podcast is about visibility, and how can this support women to be more successful personally, internally, and then externally in their business?
Most globally, the ratio that we know, the statistics that we know, women are almost four times more depressed than men, definitely different higher level of anxiety and lower level of self-esteem and self-confidence, partially because, you know, the way that we are in the world that has been a little bit more male dominant for all these years, body image, the proposal of what we can, and plus on businesses, you know, we are supposed to be super women where we need to know it all, create everything that we know, then kind of put it aside. Some, for some people, put it aside, become the best mother, or for some people, do it on double track as you're doing your career and motherhood. And then kind of, you know, raise your kids and then, you know, find yourself again in this path of career to move forward. So there's a lot of pressure. And then with all of this together, we also have hormones, which, you know, doesn't make it easy.
We're just trying to keep up with everything else in life. And then we've got hormones that just throw us off kilter.
You're going to menopause. I'm like, most of the times you don't even think your body's yours. So trying, you know, to get back into absolute being in control of your own body, your own psyche, your own emotion, and, you know, handle everything else in the world. So yes, there's a lot more pressure on us. And then this model, awareness integration theory, is based on the research we've done. Most of our research has been shown that it minimizes depression in a clinical setting about 75%. In a self-help, almost between 71 to 75%. With the app, we see that that's bringing down. It's a reduced anxiety, about 65%. And then it raises self-esteem and self-confidence and self-efficacy. So when you say, you know, what about women? I'm like, girl, this thing has shown that the issue that we have most around the world, this model has been proven in research and peer reviewed journals in how that it can actually allow that to be, you know, put us in balance in a sense.
Yeah. So at what point do you find women, specifically women, seeking out this sort of solution? Or at what point are they kind of like, I need help in this area, and they find this method or this information to help them?
Mostly if people are left to their own choices, human beings have this concept of reflective side somewhere between, you know, 28 to 35, you know, that's where we've done everything that the society told us to do. We're taking on that route. And then we're like, okay, I don't know if this is working for me. All the patterns that were there are following me in relationships, in businesses, in finances and stuff. So somewhere around that area, we turn around and say, okay, what have I done? What's going on with me? Let me learn. So that's when usually people show up. The reason we're trying to make it into the curriculum of the school is to actually, without you necessarily having the desire yet, but we bring it for you so you have that skills, because, you know, human beings do have reflective skills. So what we want is to bring it into the school system so that you have it as a skill as you're growing up, which makes it much easier. And you can regulate not only your emotion, but your thoughts, and feel responsible and accountable and kind of powerful, empowered about how you make those, your decisions. But if it's not, you know, if someone has not had that in the system of their parenting or education, usually around 28 and up, where it's the time that they've gone through some relationship, but they want to, you know, kind of like create a lasting relationship, which they can create family. That's the age usually that our biological clock is also saying, knock, knock. You know, maybe you should be thinking about us, you know, maybe you should create establishment of somehow. So our biology is sharing something. That's when, you know, we're usually out of school, already in the working business, and, you know, kind of either our career or our jobs. And we're, some people kind of know where they are. A lot of people at this point, they don't know really what they want, who they want to be when they grow up. So that's usually a time of amazing reflection, and then going back and cleaning up some of the patterns that we've learned, you know, based on our family systems, society, everything that, you know, we kind of held on, and we kind of survived the games as we grew up. And it's a time to kind of start looking at what worked for me. Let me hold them. What hasn't worked for me? Okay, maybe I should shed them and get and gain skills on what can be workable, and, you know, kind of stop and watch, and then start practicing, and stop and watch, and start practicing, you know, new ways of being, intentional way of being.
Yeah. And would you say that there are some misconceptions around therapy and personal development that you find some women have to overcome, or is an overarching theme that you see people coming to you with having this misconception?
Well, some of the misconceptions have been, you know, therapy means that you have to have a mental illness. And no, what about mental health, right? You don't have to be ill. Same thing, you know, the whole medical industry has gone into preventive measures. We don't have to not know, not have the skills all the way for you to get ill before you show up at the doctor. You know, the whole medical industry is, no, can we do, I want to educate you. I want you to have these preventive measures. I want to have the skills, right, for you to not get ill. So if people can also look at psychotherapy or personal growth conversations from that angle, we don't have all the skills. Like, life didn't show up with a manual for us that this is what you do and that's the skill. Our parents did their best of whatever they knew, and they brought it, and they got it from their parents, and they came and kind of figured it all out and gave us the best that they could. The education system is not geared toward making you a better human being. They're geared toward educating you, you know, and math and sciences and everything else. So you're not going to learn it from there. And if your parents, whatever they gave you is all that you got, then, you know, you've been, we've kind of like brainwashed ourselves, or like created a storyline for ourselves where we live and move forward. So it's important for us to be able to look at, what story did I create? What reality base did I create? What are the stuff I say about myself, right? What story did I make about who I am and who the world is? And when you start unpacking these pieces and looking at, okay, yes, I have vulnerabilities, but my God, look at all the strengths that I have also. So pick all the strengths that you have, and the places that we have vulnerabilities, start looking at, it's not that there's something wrong with me. I just don't have the skills. And possibly my parents didn't have the skills. And, you know, the world is changing so fast that even when I work with parents, they're about 10 steps behind their own children, because their children are surviving the technology, the new concepts that they have to grow with. And even if poor parents wanted to give you stuff, they wouldn't know how and what is, you know, the next level of what to give you. So you could see, we just figured it out and moved forward. And yeah. You know, some of it, we didn't have skills. We just made it up. Right. And again, looking at our strengths, looking at where we need the next skill for the next phase of life, what to do with it. You know, look at in communication and in, for example, relatedness with our mate. What are my parents? What are my parents gave me? What are my patterns that I'm bringing in? Which one is healthy? Which one isn't? What are my expectations? You know, are they realistic? Can they even happen? And so, and who do I become? Like, you know, I might become someone in my relationship which is different than the person I take to work. And I'm sure possibly, Tori, you've experienced this maybe yourself or other people you've heard. You know, we go to work and we learn professional speaking, right? Politically correct professional speaking, with professional attire, professional demeanor, professional tone, professional words.
Yeah.
So we learn this in this environment, and somehow after, you know, 5, 6 o'clock when we go home, or when we go to our parents' home for a holiday, somehow we take another person who appears does not have the same communication skills. Have you ever experienced that? Right. So it's like, okay, I have all of these, but they've been fragmented. You know, I've learned them in different places. And then automatically, and we live, you know, kind of like 90% in our automation subconscious. So if I'm constantly reacting to the world and don't have the mechanism of, hey, system check.
Yeah.
System check, see, you know, where do I have the skills? What is inappropriate for me to use those skills and bring them out? So the model pretty much requests that we could create a camera internally, which watches your thoughts, your emotion, and your body sensations and everything that's going on, because it gives you information. And then the second camera is put in into the external world, which is your behavior, your words, your body language, or, you know, actions as you create to the world. And then the impact that it has in the world. Right. So we install these two awareness camera, hence the word awareness integration. So first we're working on you becoming aware of you, how you think, what are your beliefs? You know, what are your emotions? How are you handling your emotions? How come, where did you come up with these beliefs? You know, do you still need them? Are they no longer useful? Do you need to shed them? And are those beliefs appropriate for this area of your life? What are your value systems? You know, who is it that if the best of you that you always wanted to be, and you always wanted, if people were gossiping about you, you wanted them to say these things about you, who is that person? And how do you get to internally be that person who you say you want? And then externally, what are you really doing? How you're coming across? What is it that, you know, as you're behaving toward the world, what are you co-creating with the world? What impacts are you having in your relationships? And so a lot of times when people are yelling and screaming and their whole facial expression is like, they're pissed at you and they're demeaning you. And you're like, my God, you're angry. And they're like, no, I'm not. So you can see a lot of times we're disconnected from our impact or how we're coming across.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we get the consequences afterward.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to first install, those cameras, and kind of become aware. And then based on that awareness, we look at all of these different parts of us where they're kind of, you know, forgotten, or they're in subconscious and they show up as a reaction somewhere, which like, why did I say that? Or I shouldn't have done that later. Or like, I don't know who this person was who came out of me. And so those are the parts that we could watch and see when they show up and how separate they are, and go through a process of healing them. You know, if there was a trauma or something in the past, if there was unfinished businesses in the past, to kind of like gather them, heal them, and become a one person again, become a whole person versus all this fragmented parts.
Right.
And then from there to be able to set goals in every area of life and be intentional in how we carry our life every day.
Yeah. And I can see how doing this work, right? Because it's work that you have to continue to identify and overcome and educate and learn new skills. I can see how all of this can really benefit women in business, especially entrepreneurs, because entrepreneurship is kind of a roller coaster. And so you have to have certain skills that you may not have learned from school, right? Or from past experiences. A lot of times entrepreneurs are self-made. And so having this foundation, if you will, of not having fragmented pieces and having confidence in yourself, how that can make them more successful in business and propel them forward in growth because of that internal stability, internal clarification and confidence. So it seems like something like this is so fundamental and important for entrepreneurs and business owners to embrace.
Very much, because our belief systems about money, about businesses, about relationships, about authority, all of those, superiority, authority, all of those have been set based on our family system. So as we grow up in a family system, we learn how to handle our parents, which are different, And they might have a different version and a view about finances and how they come across, right? So some of them might be great at spending. Some of them might be great at saving, earning. What are the ceilings that they had in their mind and how they're across sharing with you. And then we also have a relationship with our siblings. You know, there's competition in the siblings. We want to win. And how do, you know, do we all, it's a family that promotes, you know, this collaborative concept, or is a family that promotes this competitive concept. So we learn a lot of this as we're growing up within our family system. And so then what we do is, if we liked it and it worked for us and it was respectful and all of it, we kind of tend to continue that. And if it wasn't, then we tend to subconsciously have it as a pattern, but also defy it and want to do it another way. Mm-hmm. And then the same thing, like if our family was suffering financially, either we believed it and created this learned helplessness of, that's all I can do. This is what I can do with my money. Or there are people within the same family, they're like, not if it's going to be like this, no way, I'm going to rise it, I'm going to do it another way. So there is a conditioning that shows up with us as we start in our 20s or 30s or 40s to become a person who says, I want to have my business, right? So having a knowledge of what I already come with is really, really important, because that's just going to leak in everywhere, whether you like it or not. So might as well be aware of it and choose it intentionally. But that also shows us, what is it that I don't have with the next level of businesses, which are in the industry and at the time that we live, and I got to gain skills on that. Now, I knew a lot of people who were great at mom and pop businesses, started with one person, then two or three. And then as they were growing and, you know, their businesses were flooding, now they wanted to go from like a, you know, 3-person business to 20 to 1,000. Well, these completely take a different plan, infrastructure, vision. You cannot handle the same type of employee relation that you have with 3 people in 1,000, you know, people, employee business. So, but sometimes we just think, oh, I'm just going to grow. And then we fail. And we're like, what happened? It's because I wasn't looking for the next level. Mm-hmm. I needed a whole different training to be able to pull the next level, right? Like if I was just running for myself as fun, it's different than running for my school, than running professionally for my school, or running marathons and then wanting to run in Olympic. I mean, it really takes a whole different training.
Yes.
Right? I cannot do the same thing that I was doing when I'm just having fun running in the mornings for exercises with my friend and then expect that it's all going to be okay and I'll just, you know, win the Olympic. No, you won't. You're going to fail if you don't have a coach, if you don't have someone who has been, you know, trained in Olympics and can tell you exactly what the maneuvering is. So this is what I find a lot with entrepreneurs, as they have an idea, they want to be in business, they start something, but they're not realizing all the background coding that we brought with us from our family system, and how it takes for, you know, the training that it's needed for the next level and the next level. So those are what's important. And that's what, you know, in the Awakened Leadership book, it's really bringing into to really first become aware of who you are. Because as an entrepreneur, when you're opening a business, you're the context of the business. Yeah. It starts with you and ultimately it ends with you. So sometimes people go through failed businesses after failed businesses before they, you know, and then the failure feels like, okay, I'm not enough. I'm bad. No. You're fine. You just don't have the skills.
Yeah. I love that. I think that's really important to touch on, right? It's a skill set that you have to learn. Not everyone's wired the same way. And so we all have to know where we come from and what we need to get to the next level. So I love that very much. So one thing I wanted to touch on, you talked about intentionality and how important it is to be intentional. So how can we start living more intentionally with our busy lives, with family, with business? What's one kind of step that we can take to live more intentionally?
So one of the ways that I share first is, you know how you get out of the shower and you're naked and your body has its own style. So you could look at the best, how you could be the best of your body, the healthiest, the best shape you could be. So that's one element that you could do with your body. And then you open up your closet and you say, oh, this outfit is best for like when I go to work, or this outfit is best for if I'm going to dinner, this best if I'm going to a wedding, or this outfit is best if I want to be comfortable and, you know, like at night and I want to go to bed. So we pick and choose our outfits based on what's appropriate, but that outfit is still part of, you know, it has to land nicely in my body. So imagine the same analogy. First is to be intentional about my best virtues. Right. So you could see based on who you are, what are your values? What are the best thought processes? What are the best belief systems? What are some of the emotions you want to foster? Right. So we have 60,000 thoughts that show up every day for each one of us. They're just, you know, they're coming at us. We don't listen to all of them. If you actually journal your thoughts every day, you'll be amazed. There's probably around 100 of them that are going around and around and around. They're not that, you know, there is 60,000 that show up, but we don't foster them. We don't pay attention to the rest of them. We're just kind of like, ah. And then there's some that we insist. So partially is the model shows you, what are you insisting to keep thinking? And is it useful or not? Like, is this thought process that you have useful? Yeah. Does it hold you? Does it nurture you? Does it empower you? Does it move you forward? Is it good for you and the other people around you? You know, does it create and foster healthy relationships? All of those. And if not, then dump them. What other thought processes and belief systems can you acquire based on skills and learning that you could see, if I think this way, guess what happens? I'm empowered to move forward. And if I think this way, I can't. It holds me back. Yeah. And then what emotions, right? Emotions are coming and going. They're like clouds. They just come and go based on the thought process, based on the, you know, whatever shows up for us. We have emotions. Emotions are sensations in the body, which are supposed to give us messages to, oh, this is good. Go on forward further. Or this is bad. Run. You know, you don't need to do this. This is what our emotions are supposed to be doing. So then I can look at, get the message from my emotion, but do I want to, you know, foster anger and rage and hatred? It damages my body and my relationships, but I can get the message and then release them. And then I can foster, you know, love and calmness and joy and whatever it is, and keep having those, you know, being fulfilled throughout the day, so that you can be intentional because you're aware and you know whatever it is. What is it useful for? What am I using this tool for at that moment? And then behaviors, right? What behaviors work for me? Does lying work for me? Well, if it doesn't work for you, cut it out, right?
Yeah.
So you look at the behaviors that you're doing automatically, and maybe sometime it worked for you, right? I mean, if I sucked my thumb when I was 2, it worked for me. But by age probably 15, it just was no longer attractive or cool or sexy. I had to give up and come up with another safety mechanism, right?
Right.
So it's not the behavior itself, but the behavior might have worked in some areas and it doesn't work in other areas. So if it's just like, I'm me and this is how I act, well, then you're limiting yourself because you're not a limited human being. So start looking at what behaviors are moving you forward and creating amazing relationships for you. So those are the, you know, the values, the thought process, the commitment to their behavior and all of that. That, if I choose a setup and I say, this is who I intend to be at all. So this was the analogy would be my body, my naked body. This is who I am. And whenever you're not, come back. Yeah, you know, if I say I'm going to be truthful and authentic and I don't want to lie, are there opportunities that you might lie, choose to lie at that moment because you don't want to hurt the other person? But if you do, then you come back to, I don't want to lie, or you come back to cleaning it up. If something happened that it didn't work out and you went against what you said you're going to be, it's okay, clean it up. Apologize to yourself and the other person, clean it up and come back to who you say, this is my best and I want to be my best, right? That becomes your body. And then I say, okay, then who do I intend to be as a guest in Tori's show? Who do I intend to be as a wife to my husband? Right? Who do I intend to be as a psychotherapist or a coach to my clients? Who do I intend to be as a speaker? In a, you know, so then it's the attire you pick, which is, these are my intentions to, you know, if I'm coming to Tori's podcast, my intention is to be authentic, to share everything that I've ever known with Tori and her amazing audience. I want them to feel my heart, my passion, and my love for giving them whatever that I know, and I'm wishing it would be useful for all of them. That would be my intention, right? So as I come in with that intention. And at the end, you, Tori, and I can check it out. Did I land my intention? And if I did, I'm like, awesome. How was I and what did I do that I was able to land it? And if you and I say, hold on in here, yeah, kind of like you didn't, then I want to go back and say, okay, what thought came up for me, what emotions came up, what kind of like, you know, automatic things showed up there that held me back. You know, they might be like overlapping intentions that showed up and then it didn't work out. So then I want to look at it and be able to kind of correct my course for the next time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I think that starts with your daily intentions too. So how you start your day, how you set your mindset. And so I'd love for you to share, and we can wrap this up with this point of, is there a daily practice that you, maybe you personally use or that you would recommend somebody start with to help them set themselves up for success on that day and for the days to come?
Yes. So taking the same thing that I was sharing with you, I have created what I say is a mission statement for me. So I created this mission statement that I am, you know, someone who loves and respects and does all of that. So I write that and it's kind of posted into different places for me. So visually, I think visually for us to see those, you could put it in the collages, you know, you could put it in songs, you could put it in meditation, if whatever it is that you, it reminds you of, this is who I am. And then in the morning, set the intention for the day. Today, these are the things that I'm going to be intending to be, with thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. And then what I also do is in each task, for example, if I'm coming to your show or after you, I have a client, right before that is just 2 seconds. I kind of like ground myself and then say my intention for the next hour is. And, you know, so I do that. And then right after that, there's a moment that I can check, did I land my intention or not? And if I'm going back to back, then what I do is I kind of like a journal, you know, write 2 words. And then at the end of the night, I can go back and look at, did I land whatever I said I would? And yes, all of those percentages or all the ones that I've did, I want to say not only good girl, but also how did I do that? Because those are my strengths. I want to be aware of what I did that worked. So I want to continue those. And then on the areas that I didn't, then I want to know what didn't work, right? And then I can become aware and choose something else to move forward. Now with the model itself, there's a process of going back to the original memories and looking at, and where did I get it, you know, and heal it and come back. But for people who are not on the app or, you know, coaching or therapy, at this point is almost like just the awareness of, this didn't work for me, and what other skills do I need to replace it with, I think is sufficient enough. And if somebody wants really like complete healing and reconstruction of all of that piece, then definitely, an AI trained certified coaches and therapists, and then also Fujian app will help with that.
Oh, that's amazing. You have shared so much information today on the show that I think anyone can pull out just a piece of advice or some thought process that they hadn't thought of or or hadn't yet considered to implement into their life. So thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and your expertise and just giving somebody hope to move forward and to know that there's skills that they can learn to become better and that they can heal from, you know, whatever past or experiences that they've had. So I appreciate you being here and being a guest, and I just wanted to tell you that and let you know that I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate you for creating the space where this can happen and creating such a kind of peaceful and accepting and vibrant, it's peaceful and vibrant to get together for me and for your audience and listeners.
Yeah. So how can somebody get in touch with you if they want a book, if they want to learn more about the app? How can they reach out and learn from
There's three websites. My own website is Fujian Zhang, my name, FujianZhang.com, where you can find me, you could, you know, all my social media, you could contact me, all of that. If people want to know about the awareness integration and the whole model, all the research is awarenessintegration.com. And then for Fujian app, you could go to Apple Store, Google Play. This is for Android and Apple. And if they wanted to learn about it before, they can go to Fujian.com, which is the website for the app. And, you know, kind of browse around and see what they like.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much again for being a guest. It was a true honor and pleasure. And I just wanted to say thank you again.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.